We got new shows to watch, a new album to look out for, and a new makeup trend. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
Drop top Porsche, Rolly on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. This demon is my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Run from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance like.
What's your money dance like? Do you have a money dance? You
know, money. I don't have a money dance yet.
I don't have a money dance, I don't think.
I'll get one now that you done said it.
Yeah?
Though. Yeah.
Oh, so now, okay, so next time I see you, it's on. Like, you have to have a money dance.
I told
dance,
you
like,
next week, yeah. If I'm telling you. I got your number now.
Oh.
I'm going to text you.
We're going to
Continental,
hit it.
What's up?
Hit it hard.
All right.
Go hard or go home.
Listen, I'm going home. So I can only go hard.
Okay.
Do you understand?
All right.
Okay.
Look, guys, this is,
you know what,
BHL's Next. I'm here with Brett Gray. Brett, let them
doing?
Know where they can find you on social media.
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I am, as in I A M, Brett Gray. B-R-E-T-T-G-R-A-Y.
Let them know.
Yeah, because I am, and I would think I was saying I the letter M, too. But
oh, I am.
I am. Oh. I am, Brett.
You know,
am I?
English, you know.
English.
Hey,
sometimes.
What can we do?
English. It's like.
Guys, I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And follow all things Black Hollywood Live at VHL Online. Brett.
Yes.
You have this amazing new show.
Thank
it's
you.
Coming out this Friday.
Yes.
March 16th.
Yes.
Netflix. On my block. And it's about four high school kids.
I'm just repeat everything you say.
Yeah,
you're perfect.
Like, I'm like,
go ahead. No.
High school kids.
Uh huh.
And they're trying to figure out, maneuver through this high school journey, right?
Right.
And you guys are in South Central LA, though.
South Central LA.
So it's a little gritty.
It's a lot of gritty.
Oh, it's a lot.
But, I mean, we make the best of the gritty.
Yeah.
Everybody likes some grits.
Tell me about this squad, because it's like basically this.
The squad?
The squad. Yeah.
Okay, so it's called the Core Four. It's myself. Sierra Capri, who plays Monse, Jason Janeo, who plays Ruby, and Diego Tenoga, who plays Caesar. And we are a band of almost like little misfits. Like,
really?
We have our own crew. Monse is like this loud, like, I don't GAF attitude and just kind of rules the sort of minions that we are. And Ruby's kind of like all about the ladies. Jamal's just trying not to die. And trying to get through school without, like, getting beat up and killed. And Caesar, he's just, like, the smooth one.
Mm.
And so we all sort of bring our thing to the squad.
Your own little thing.
Yeah. I think that's why we're so squad-delicious.
Tell me about... Wait.
Come on. We're going to scroll past that.
Wait. No. We have to have, like, a new
I do that
term.
All the time.
Squad-delicious.
Come on.
I'm about to, you know, I just posted a picture on my Instagram of my squad, and I did not say that.
Squadalicious.
I need to go back and edit my caption.
No, now you have to tag me, because you have to say that I did this.
Yes.
All right, and you it's know, proof. It's live right now.
Now we have the receipts.
We got the links. I send a link real quick.
So tell me about Jamal, though. Jamal, your character on this show. What is, like, he about?
Okay.
So everybody brings their own little flavor, so what is his flavor?
Jamal is crazy.
He's crazy?
He's neurotic. He's over the top. He's weird. He's nerdy. And he basically... Okay, so his whole shtick is that he has no control over keeping secrets.
Mm.
But he's also keeping a secret, which is that he doesn't actually play football. Because he doesn't want to die. So his dad was a huge high school football player at this high school he goes to.
Uh-huh.
So he feels as though he has to play football. So I have all these injuries throughout the season because I'm like, Dad, I can't play because I broke my neck. Dad, well, now I have an eye patch. Dad, well, now my leg is broken.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're
so
lying.
I mean, I'm a liar. I'm a liar and a just thief. No,
so
I'm kidding.
What's the overall, you think, message or you know, something that people can look forward to when watching this show?
The overall message, stick together.
Yeah.
I think
especially, like, you know, the young generation is watching Netflix, I feel like,
all
or
the time.
Just TV. Yeah,
yeah,
just so much more
yeah,
than
yeah.
I do.
I agree.
And I feel like that's cool because we have, you know, 13 Reasons Why, so many other shows that relate to high school students. Mm-hmm. So high school students are getting a chance to be related to
exactly. And I think it's even crossing over into like some of the adult themes.
Yeah,
too,
yeah, same.
And I think
I'd be like analyzing my high school experience now, looking at these shows.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's weirdly nostalgic.
It is.
But I also think that, you know, nowadays that, especially with Netflix, I think the cool thing about our high school shows is mm-hmm. that we can go to these places because it is Netflix and because they are so like ready for taking on like
so much
challenging stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that that's really cool. And I think that's why, you know, kids will be able to watch the show and say, wow, you know, I did take something from this. I do hope for better. And I do think I can get through stuff like this. So, yeah, I mean.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's
so
a good
guys,
show. Just watch it. Just
on my blog, we have the trailer.
Okay.
So giving like you guys a little taste of what you can expect this Friday.
I love this song.
Here we go.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Maybe.
High school is a foundation for the rest of your life. There's only one chance at a first impression.
Yeah. Work hard.
Put your heart out there. And don't go into high school without backup. You need to stick together to survive. Got it? One last thing. Don't bum Monse.
High school is an app for reinvention.
Mamacita.
Goodbye, romance. Hello, drama.
Bitches be bonkers.
And my old friends couldn't keep up. I'm not throwing no shots, but I'ma show you my gun. I'ma take my chance.
Loyalty trumps victory, compa.
I'ma scream it to the top of my lungs.
Damn, Ruby. I see you. And I'm down with it. I like the freaky.
Old friends are turning to strangers. Ex-lovers mad that I'm famous. They see the picture I'm painting. I've been going through changes.
What happened with sticking together?
You don't understand. This life, it's my destiny. Let's do it.
Caesar, no! How are we going to survive high school?
I've been going through changes.
Can you please break down what's going on?
It's complicated. We're dysfunctional.
Understatement.
What a swim, man.
We don't need luck. It's Brentwood. Nothing bad happens here.
How about OJ? No offense, Jamal.
Oh, I'm good. We don't claim him.
I love that. It seems like it's light, but then it has like its like dark parts as well, you know?
Yeah.
So a good mix. You need
that. It is. I always tell people like if you, you know, get sore from working out, you go get a massage.
Mm.
And I think the best shows like massage the problems. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So our show is like light.
How poetic.
But it also like you're witnessing this crazy neighborhood and this crazy story with these kids who are just making the best of it.
Yeah, and I know that this was created or co-created mm-hmm. by Lauren Lungerich, who mm-hmm. created Awkward mm-hmm. on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
So fans, Awkward fans, mm-hmm. you have something to look forward to.
Yeah, and it's very, it's a lot like Awkward too.
It's
like snappy and funny and witty.
And witty. I love that. So you're also going to be on NBC's Rise.
Yes.
So,
March 13th.
Yes. Like, I'm like, you have this week
it's
is
like
so,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm like, this week is so busy for you.
Yeah.
So NBC's Rise,
mm-hmm.
it's about this high school theater teacher
mm-hmm.
who's pushing his students to be expressive
mm-hmm.
and explore themselves creatively. So tell me about you on this show.
Okay. Well, I actually only got to do the first episode.
Yes.
Just because, you know, all my block
and
happened.
You're busy.
And yeah, it was
you're booked
like,
and
you
busy.
Know, booked and busy and blessed.
Yes.
So I don't know actually too much about it. I didn't get a chance to read like the full season.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've read, it's sort of this band of kids who sort of come together through this theater program. But all of them have some sort of
talent
or even like a some sort of issue.
Wow.
Issue
like Degrassi.
Glee. Yeah yeah but like Glee, but more, it's actually like very dramatic and very deep, and it's
this is NBC, so
shot beautifully.
This is and us and
yes,
all that. Yeah, okay,
exactly.
So like the same deal. Okay,
but they all sort of, and it's actually not a musical show. The
Whoa.
Only time they sing is when they're at school. So it's not like, you know.
Yeah, you're being.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God.
They're singing because they're actually like singing in the scenes.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know, speaking of singing,
mm-hmm.
you're a musician as well.
You know.
Is what I hear, you know, through the grapevine.
I dabble.
You dibble and dabble. So, like,
I dibble and dabble.
Do you sing? Do you rap?
I sing.
You sing?
I sing.
You sing or you sang?
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
You want to release this seven-song EP?
Seven songs. It's called Easy Days, the EP.
Easy Days. Mm-hmm. What inspired Easy Days?
It's sort of a dramatic retelling, sonically, of my childhood experience with my first girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
How was that? Like, so what's that journey?
Drama.
What was that journey like?
It didn't end well, and that was the good part, because through it I said, you know what, I'm gonna be this person. So
how long were you guys together for?
You know, it was like the summer fling, but it felt like, come on, you know, those ones when you like 15 and you really don't know nothing.
Yeah, no, I had that summer fling for sure.
Exactly. And it felt like forever, and we were going to get married and have babies and be in love. And it was really cool. Yeah, no.
But no.
No.
Why not?
I mean,
you know, it seems they say there's this thing, I don't know if how, you know, factual it is, that you have met the love of your life before the age of 21.
Well,
I just want to know, like, which one was it and how?
Are they still around?
Are you sure? Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Because I'll be sick.
Yeah, I don't have too many good options.
Yeah, me neither. So I'm not happy with that. Me neither.
Quote. Yeah. Dang it.
So we're pretty much screwed.
You know what? I'm sure there are exceptions, and I think we qualify to be accepted.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Maybe the people we met,
they're better people now, and we just don't know.
We don't even mess with them like that. Yeah,
because
we're scarred.
So maybe this is a lesson to us. We need to forgive and reconnect. Black Hollywood Life.
Lessons. It's Sunday. Preach. Okay?
Amen.
We just took you to church for a little bit. So, back to your EP.
EP.
What is your sound? How would you describe it?
Oh, it's like bouncy R&B.
Bouncy R&B? So, like, if R&B. I were going to go so, like, to a Brett Gray station, like, what artist would come
Chris out? Brown, early.
Oh! Early Chris. Wait. Early Chris. Early Chris Brown.
Listen, I'm going to let you hear something a little later. You'll hear.
I love early Chris Brown. Listen, I mean, I love Chris Brown, but like,
it's a retelling using all of those sounds that I was using, sampling and sort of those notes and those riffs and runs and the.
I'm excited.
Sweet talking.
The sweet talking.
The sweet talking. The the groove.
Okay, so are you like, you dance too?
Oh, I dance.
Oh, so if you're performing live, it's a full show.
Oh, no. The performance live happened before the album happened. Yeah, I already envisioned how I'm going to be.
How are you going to come out?
You know what?
Are we going to have, like, sparklers?
No, I'm going to do it real simple.
Real simple?
Mm-hmm.
Just lights?
It's just going to be... Whoop, I'm there.
Okay.
I don't even want no type of
no
intro,
band.
No type of...
Whoop. No.
I just want to be there. I want people to notice me like, huh, there's someone on stage.
Like that?
Yeah.
That would be actually cool. I feel like everybody does a huge intro.
Everybody does a huge intro.
So you would be setting the bar really high. You know how like Beyonce started the wave of like just dropping albums?
You know what?
And not giving you like, you know, any promo or any like build up to it, just dropping
it.
So
damn smart.
Right? Because now everybody is doing that.
She said, hey, I'm going to invent something real quick. Here you go.
It's the Beyonce model.
I wonder how her meetings go. You know what?
I just wanted to know how nobody spilled
people
anything.
People ask me, like, what my biggest, like, Hollywood sort of moment, like, my bucket list moment. And I always tell them I want to go up to Beyonce and I want to show her the impressions that I have of her in her meetings. Of how I think it goes.
Well, can you show me? Can you show us?
You ready?
Okay, so what's the scenario like?
The scenario is, we're discussing my new tour.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something that is impossible.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm Beyonce.
Okay, go ahead.
So I want a 5-story video wall that spins and separates.
Miss Beyonce, with all due respect.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Raylan.
You're fired. Bring me somebody back who can tell me yes.
Okay.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, it's probably the complete opposite.
I'm a Beyonce fan.
Me so, too.
Like, I just had somebody
last. I watched the videos.
Yeah, I had somebody, my last guest, said that they have a emergency credit card so that whenever Beyonce comes.
Listen.
Just
and
go,
it's always around income tax, so I'm telling you, this is the season. Beyonce said they about to get a check. Let's hand them the tour so that they can come.
And I've seen her
and
say,
we come.
Yeah, and I've seen her be like, you know what? I'm not feeling these candles.
Get rid of all of them.
Because this is not the white that I want.
I like that.
This is off-white. I want pure
My
white.
My favorite is when she asks a nice question. And you can't, like, you can't say she's a mean person.
You can't.
She goes,
she's just the boss.
That was supposed to be white, right? They go, yeah. She goes, oh, okay.
Okay.
But you see it's purple and blue,
you see
right?
It's not.
And then, yeah. And then she goes, but I said that yesterday. Oh, okay. That's the best way.
That's how you kill them. That's the kill them with kindness that they're talking kindness. About.
Didn't I say that yesterday?
Okay.
All right.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy who owns AfterBuzz actually does that too. Like, oh, that's supposed to. Oh, okay.
Cool. Great.
Oh, so you just don't care?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't?
That's not your thing? You don't want to work here?
You don't want to work here?
Great.
Okay, that's cool. Fine. You don't care?
Yeah. Mm. You were hired because I trusted you and now I can no longer? Okay, great.
That's so funny. I'm going to show him this interview and be like, this is actually you.
Yeah.
That's how you act.
Yeah. But, and he'll be like, really, I do? Cool. Thank you for that.
Shout out to you, Kevin. Hey, you Kevin. Are Beyonce.
Oh, he's going to like that. That's a
he's
good
gonna
one.
Like, you are the male Beyonce.
You are the male Beyonce.
He's going to love that.
Yeah.
Aw.
I mean, you kind of took it from me, but.
Yeah. Okay. You know.
I mean.
You know, he can. Like.
There's no wall. We can all have it. We can all be male Beyonce.
We can all be Beyonce.
That's okay.
I want to be Beyonce so much. I don't know how many times I've said it on this show. I think I'll probably take clips of all the times I've said it and just put it in a compilation.
That you are Beyonce?
That I want to be Beyonce. Oh, that I love her. I've said multiple times on the show that I would cut myself to get tickets. I'll just let myself bleed out and just be like,
yeah.
What would you want from me?
Because dying out, like watching that, would be a great last thing to see.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Like Beyonce singing to me. Listen, I shed tears. I don't know if it's because I had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
When Tamar Braxton sang. Because, you know, she sounds just
the
like...
The whistle, the soprano.
I shed tears. Like, I saw her in concert recently. Right. I went to the Escape Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang...
I can't even imagine.
Oh. See, I was like, this sounds just like my album.
I can't even imagine.
And the tears just kept coming down.
I can't imagine.
So
there are some vocalists that I just refuse not to see because I won't understand how it works and I will never want to sing again.
What do you mean? Like who?
Do you know who Tori Kelly is?
Oh my, no.
We're not going to talk about it.
Let's not.
There's been a couple times that I had the opportunity to see her live and have refused.
No,
and I said, I'm not going because how do you do those things? And yeah, why can't I?
I'd be like,
yeah.
Mm,
Kiki
yeah,
Wyatt?
Why is it so silent? Like, moment of silence? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I be trying to hit those. I be trying to do, like, the duets of Avant and...
Nope. I can't even do the harmony. I can't even do the...
Yeah.
The baritone backup part. I can't even do
it. Yeah, I know. I be trying to sing low. Just be like, well, maybe if I just do it low, it'll sound like...
It's actually just difficult.
Trying to hit the Toni Braxton.
Right.
It's still... It's still a no.
Yes.
It's still a no. I'm not that vocalist.
Yeah.
But you are.
I don't know about
all
that.
And I'm anticipating this EP.
Thank you.
So, 7 songs.
7 songs.
And this is a story of love.
Story of love.
And so, like, what? Yourself. So, since we know now that the relationship ended good, so does this mean that we're going to be left sad? Like, you know, Chris Brown's first album, I was left sad.
Yeah. You're going to be sad, and then it's going to be something.
Okay.
There's going to be something said.
Yeah, because Chris Brown.
I'm not just going to leave you at sadness. I'm going to bring you just back
good.
Just a little bit.
Because Chris Brown left me at sad. He left me with Say Goodbye. I was like,
I
never
know.
The right time to say, and this is it. This is how the album is.
Yeah.
I mean, given he did one song that was, like, you know, thanking his fans, but I'm like, but wait. This is it?
Yeah.
This is where we part?
See, I'm going to leave you sad, and then I'm going to bring you another song about your friends
okay.
and how you always going to have certain... And how it don't matter.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm anticipating it.
Thank you.
So tell them the name. Do you have the release date?
August
7th. An Easy Street.
Easy Days. August 7th.
In August. That's my birthday month.
That's,
so now I got something
August 7th is my birthday.
What?
What's good? Are you
You're
a Leo?
Leo?
Yep.
Ow!
Okay. If you don't come to the club with us next week, none of this matters to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
This was all fake. If you don't go. I know now.
I know.
Okay, good.
I know you.
All right, good.
Now that I know that you're Leo, we're both fire signs. We're here. We're present.
We're here.
It makes so much sense.
Good.
So, are you ready to be my co-host? You are my guest. Now you're going to be my co-host. Because we have some things to talk about.
Okay,
I mean,
great.
We've already been talking about... So many other things.
Right.
But are you a Drake fan?
A Drake fan?
Yes.
You know what? I'm a fan, but I don't listen to it as much as I should.
I'm
gonna say that. I'll go to the concert and I will listen to the music, but I don't know the lyrics. And
okay,
I don't,
see.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Because I'm like that too with Drake. I feel like everybody is so much more excited for Drake than I am, even though I love Drake.
You know what? I love him too, and I'm excited too, but I'm just like.
As excited as everybody.
It's going to be great. What's the next song?
Did you hear that new Drake? I'm like, oh my God, wait, he has a new song.
And I'm like, wait, he has a new one? Okay, I miss it.
Yeah, I miss it. Send it to me,
and
I
want
it. Like it.
And you know what? I do like it.
I love it. I
really like
it.
And the video got me in the spirit.
Yes.
And I was like, I really love this, but I wasn't at the top of the quest yet. Exactly.
I'm not like, okay, what's his next move? Right. I'm gonna follow it. Right. Now Beyonce definitely
know. I know the second the thing drops and she didn't tell nobody, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. I'm already trying to choreograph the dance moves.
Yes. Oh, and I know all the dance moves.
Oh, you know what? She did the Pepsi commercial where she was like battling herself in the mirror. I knew that entire choreography in high school.
I can do the entire formation tour right there. From start
to
finish.
Okay, so I'm going to buy my tickets.
Concert?
So after the show, I'm going to buy my tickets to
great.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't see Beyonce, so this is the next best thing.
They're going back on tour.
I didn't make it.
On the run too, right? Is that a thing?
Is it?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
The rumor is. She's bringing all four Destiny's Child members back for Coachella. That's what I heard on the streets.
Listen
to
me.
I don't know if that's true. Because I feel like she would want them to be whipped into shape. Like, they better be, like, in formation for real.
If she gets on the Coachella stage and does a compilation of sneezes, I will be satisfied. I want her to know.
Not the sneeze.
I want her to know if she's watching me at some point in life. It doesn't matter what
it
you
doesn't
do.
Matter what
I'm
you
here.
Do. That's already. True. She could just stand there.
I'm here.
Like,
I'm here.
And when she does that sexy thing, but then she like does that smile. Like, you know?
I she love her when she's that. Mad.
Yeah, she's like.
You know when the fan isn't turned down to the right breeze she need and it's too high and she'd be like. And she do the nice little meme worthy, just angry but beautiful.
Smiles.
I love it. I love it. Be mad.
See, look, this is how you know she's the queen. We keep going back to Beyonce.
Right. But Jay, too. He says her name. It's
the
like.
The chemistry. I actually, when I told you off air, I did karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
I performed, the first song I did was Drunk in Love.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Given my Jay-Z was a little shaky.
No, now see, and I don't like that because people sleep on Jay. Because Beyonce is who she is.
Exactly.
The thing is, I need y'all to turn her down sometimes and watch Jay because
he's
not playing with her. He said Beyonce is coming for me and I'm coming.
I'm coming back.
There's no.
444. What's that?
There's no.
Like, yeah, you can have your lemonade, but.
That's it. The
watch
top.
Watch this. I know. They're a real good
it
power
couple. It
makes
me sad.
Why?
It's like, when does that happen to all of us? Do we all get that?
No.
No? They
we
just
don't.
Was born lucky like that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I mean, hard work, dedication, 20 years.
I mean, I guess you know what Viola Davis said.
Now.
She said that she prayed.
That's my phone back.
Wait.
Come on.
She said that she prayed every night on her knees for a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her now. Married. Living her best life. So I just think maybe.
But I feel like when Viola prays.
That one single tear.
I feel like she can just access the spirit and she can
conjure
really
up something,
give it
yeah.
the emotion that's necessary. I be praying like, I know you're still mad at me over the thing I did yesterday, but if you have it in the cards, would you
same.
Possibly?
I'm like, well, I'm sorry for rushing my grace last night. Like, I'm really sorry for just being like,
yeah,
and like, then eating.
And be like, Father, this weekend was rough, and
I know.
We don't have to talk about it, but please.
Send me somebody worthy.
Like,
no.
Thank
no.
You. Yeah. He's like, no. You'll get there. When you do, I'll be here. But
you ain't there yet.
You ain't there yet.
Well, Drake.
Drake, sorry.
No.
Okay.
You're fine.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Drake, that's what we're doing. We're co-hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about all the hot things going
okay.
on.
Drake.
So Drake. Last night,
mm-hmm.
he was at the Toronto Raptors game.
Okay.
And he teased something for his fans. He addressed his fans, actually.
Okay.
So take a look.
Okay.
I just want to thank everybody from the city for coming out tonight. I want you to make some noise for the number one team in the East, the greatest team in the land.
It's Sorry, everyone, having some technical difficulties.
Albert, it's okay. Technical difficulties happen. You know, Beyonce faces technical difficulties sometimes.
Let me get this
and she makes it work. I've seen her fall. I've seen hair get caught. Okay? I've seen it all.
I've never seen anything less than perfection.
Yeah, even when she falls, I'm like, oh my God, look how she fell so gracefully down the steps. Beautiful.
When the hair was in the fan and she was
still singing, like,
she was like, I'm irked about this right now, but.
I think we got it fixed now.
All right, here we go.
Sorry.
I want to thank everybody from the city for coming out tonight. I want you to make some noise for the number one team in the East, the greatest team in the land. If you notice on the back of your chairs tonight, there was a T-shirt that was specially made for you with all the Toronto teams. You know, Toronto is the greatest city in the world, so I wanted to bring everybody together. Give everybody an opportunity to represent for everything that we're proud of. I love each and every one of you. I'm happy to be home. I'm working on this new album for the city. And tonight, yeah, that's right. And by the looks of it, tonight this win streak is over. So let's go get it. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Drake.
He's like the global, not global ambassador, is he? I don't know. He's an ambassador, I feel like, of the Toronto Raptors.
Wow.
But yeah, album's on the way. New Drake album. Which I feel was weird. I feel like I just went to the Drake concert yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that was 2 years ago when
the one with the
dropped.
Lights, right?
With him and Future. Yeah, it was like him and Future.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the lights.
The lights.
He was like floating.
He was doing a lot.
Yeah.
I was like,
you did that.
He was like, yeah.
Yeah, so new did. Album.
New album.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Because I feel like, I don't know, did you listen to Views?
Yes. Okay.
Did you like it?
That's so, yes, of course.
What is your favorite Drake album?
Take Care.
That's a good one.
Come on.
Take Care is a good one.
Yeah.
I kind of, maybe because, I don't know, I like Thank Me Later.
Okay.
Like,
that makes sense. A lot of people like that one.
Wow. So you're trying to say that's like the bandwagon album. Wow.
I mean, I'm not going to say specific.
Okay. No, Take Care is a good one. We're going to get into that.
Cool.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
So, Take Care is your favorite. What song?
Take Care.
But then I like Nothing Was the Same.
Take Care. Let me see. I need to go through the track list in my head. Is this I Get Lonely? Is that on there?
Yeah,
that one.
The one. And we have Actually Take Care.
Take a
shot from
okay.
me.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it Over My Dead Body on that one?
Over My
Dead. Yeah, that is. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's
actually
my favorite song.
Yeah, actually, Take Care was actually a really
That's
good
my favorite
one.
Song.
That is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then here we have it. I think I like Nothing Was the Same. But then that's a
like it.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
But then after I'm that sorry. One, what did he have after that? After Nothing Was the Same, it was Views? I feel like, he dropped like a little like that. If you're
I don't
reading
know.
This,
see, I don't know.
You're too late. That one was good.
Okay,
that was like a mini project, wasn't like a full one, but it still had the Meek Mill diss on there, which was Grammy nominated.
Now, I know I'm from Philly.
Oh, see, that's what I was gonna ask you too. See, when I had asked you about the weather, I also was gonna ask. The follow up was Meek Mill.
What about it?
So, are you team Meek Mill or are you team Drizzy?
Wait, you can't do that to me.
Is there a team?
What?
No, yeah, you got. I can't put you on blast like that. You know what I'm saying, you know.
I actually haven't decided.
You know, you have a lot of people from Philly.
Yeah.
First of all, you guys just got the Super Bowl championship, congratulations.
Come on, that was the first time we needed that.
Yeah, I was actually rooting for you.
Thank you.
I was on my Tyra Banks. I was rooting
Thank
for you.
You.
I was rooting for you.
Where were you?
Yeah. So congratulations on that. And you guys have so many great people. You have Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm. Will.
Who else? Oh, yeah, you guys have Will.
Yeah? Okay, come on. We're
Amber Rose.
Jill Scott.
Look, I'm like Amber Rose. A lot of people.
You know what? If we weren't in this situation, I would be able to tell you offhand 30 people.
Really?
But now I'm nervous. Okay, we got
Okay, never mind. It's okay.
Okay, Breck Ray. We can throw that in there.
Yeah, Breck Ray. You know, talented musician.
Wow.
Actor.
Thank you so much.
From Philly.
Yeah.
So check him out, y'all. But you know what? I'm going to talk to you about this new trend.
Okay.
Because you're going to be trending with this week.
Okay.
With all the stuff dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new trend.
Okay.
But it's a makeup trend.
Okay.
It is called
the
Halo Brow. Now, what you think? I'm thinking the next boo you get, if she comes... You're not feeling it? It's the Halo brow. So for the audio listeners, yeah, she's really
like, she's pulling it off.
She did it. Like, yeah. She's already a really popular makeup guru.
You know what? I feel like it. I don't really know what to say. If I saw that on some, like, if someone had a halo brow, is this what it's called?
Yeah.
And I met them in person, I would just try to act like I didn't see it and, like, continue.
Yeah, like, how do you approach somebody like that? Yeah.
So I don't even know my thoughts on it because I'm like, wow, on one hand, she is doing this and she's beautiful and she obviously knows what she's doing and she's like, this is art. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I believe you. But on the other hand, I'm like,
I contemplated coming to the studio and you know, meeting you that like this.
Yeah, you know,
I was
what?
Like, you know, it's a topic on today's show.
No.
Might as well.
How long does that take, you think?
Like, you know me, already filling in my eyebrows, I feel like it takes a good 15. So, I mean, if I'm trying to drag it on my forehead, I'm going to say it takes a good 30 minutes. Like, oh, that's see, a long brow. Yeah.
No. And it kind of reminds me of a deer and how it's like, it's like... Oh no!
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Like, I'm not about it.
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just wondering if this.
But kudos
is
to her for
yeah.
having the time and the energy and the skill to do that, and that's beautiful.
The time and the energy.
No, because
and the
that's
skill.
Beautiful. No, because it is. You know, sometimes I geek about like acting things that people are like, ugh. But I'm like, you know, because I like it.
Yeah,
that has a
and
different
she,
respect.
She, yeah,
she likes she this, likes and it. Like this is her thing. So it's beautiful, and congrats to her. But I just can't.
No.
You know.
All right. I'm gonna, maybe I'll come to the club next week.
Okay.
Start sporting my new look. I'm friends with Brett.
I don't even know who this is.
We're friends. Like, he knows me. He knows me. Like,
oh man, Brett. I have no idea who this is.
Who's the girl with the halo brow?
I'm like, do you see that thing on her forehead? I don't know what that is.
Like, hi.
She
nice
says she
meet
knows
you.
My name. I think maybe she's like an Instagram fan or something. No, I'm kidding.
Really though, okay, so to know on the halo brow,
what would you do if I had one, if I came in here today with a halo brow? Yeah,
damn, you're gonna just flip the tables.
Yeah, I'm gonna just
me,
flip
huh?
it on. Yeah, exactly. How would
you
feel? You
just keep
it
very professional, like, wow. So let's would talk you, about this
you,
look
would you come to the club
I
next
don't
week
even,
if I had a halo brow? Would you come? No.
Like, you know what?
Yeah, that's not my scene.
Be, no, but then they be the ones that be knowing where to go. Like, you know me, like, you know what? I doubted you, but you know
they
what's
be
up.
The ones that be
you know what's up. I told that to somebody the other day because they invited me to a concert. It was a Demi Lovato concert. I love Demi.
Come on, Kehlani.
Exactly. And I love Come Kehlani. On. I love, and you know I miss Kehlani, of course. So pissed. I mean, I'm not going to be selfish because I've seen
How
her before.
How did you miss?
Timing, you know, people were just messing around. Mm-mm. I didn't even know I was going though. Mm-mm. So I came, I had drank the night before. So then I was like, okay, I'm coming to work in sweats. So right. I already know I'm gonna be comfy.
Right.
So I came comfy and then, like, you wanna come to Demi Lovato concert? I'm like,
but yes.
But then I said,
but actually,
but
yes.
Then I said, yeah, but actually, yes, I would. But I was like, you know what? Me and my friend have come up with this theory.
Okay.
That maybe if you come somewhere fancy, like, but dressed really down, they're like, oh my gosh, they must be so cool because they just really didn't care. Like, look how much they didn't care. They must be somebody important because they didn't care.
Who's gonna think that?
I don't know. Like,
Demi?
I think I just said it to my sister. My friend had told me that one time, I think, just to like be like, it's okay, girl, you look really effed up, but you know, that's the look because my tennis shoes are dirty. I was like, girl, my tennis shoes are dirty. No, that's the look, like dirty sneakers, like that's cool.
Okay, I can
because
see that.
Because that means you don't care.
But I don't know about, I don't
just
know if that would like
down.
Up your social status.
Yeah,
in her mind.
She told me it would. I think she was just saying that so she wouldn't hurt my feelings. I look really bad that day now that I think about it. So when I was on my way to the concert, I was like, no, but my friend told me that at the less I care, like, the more people think that I got something going on, I must be important.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, because a lot of people didn't think I was
but
important.
I always dig it. I'm always like, yo,
yeah,
she did that,
you know.
She said I'm gonna wear Uggs
yeah.
and some tights and
I had
a
tennis
sweatshirt.
Shoes on the sweats, you know.
I love that.
It was just
but I don't know if that makes me think she must be somebody. I'm just like, she's unafraid to be her and I'm obsessed with it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Maybe that's what it is. I was like, oh, they must think, like, because then my other friend told me that she went to, like, a really
I
want to
know who's going to think that, Demi. Is she going to be like, ma'am?
Wow. I have to
me,
know you.
Are you wearing sweatpants? Come up here. You must be
the owner of this arena. You have to be. Look at you. Your dad owns this, huh? He owns this establishment. Knew it. Come backstage.
I feel like they're like, excuse me, you didn't even try to come to my concert?
I know. I tried. I had a leather jacket.
Like, Demi, I bought a ticket. No, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
She's amazing, though. She makes me not want to do karaoke anymore.
She makes me not want to.
Because I'm a professional karaoke singer.
Sing. Yeah.
Yeah. So my professional karaoke days are done.
Yeah.
Once I listen to some Demi.
I'm just like, Demi, how? I mean, since, like, okay, I was a hardcore Demi Lovato fan.
Oh, no, me too. And still am. I don't know. Okay, so then how do you feel about this album? Tell me you know love
what?
Me.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's a little dark.
Okay. I can favorite, do a dark Demi.
You can do a dark Demi. My favorite Demi Lovato song, or album, rather, is...
You're like not Demi. Even going to know I like which Demi, one I'm going to talk about right now.
But no.
I'm going to bring you all the way back.
Don't Here I Go Again or Don't Forget. Did you forget? Or La La Land. Which one are you going to take me back to? Camp Rock? This Is Real?
I'm going to take you back to Trainwreck.
Trainwreck?
What album is that on?
Oh, that is on the Give My Heart a Break, Skyscraper.
No.
What is Trainwreck?
Oh, you don't even know Trainwreck.
No.
Oh, that must be the name of the album then. Do you not remember Disney Rock Demi? And she had an album called...
Oh. I had the one...
And you said we wouldn't make it, but look... No? Cool.
Pull up Demi Lovato.
Are we
going to
pull it up?
Yeah.
Pull up the...
What?
Her discography. Is the album called Trainwreck? But also, what album is Get Back on?
Get Back? I gotta get back. Get back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Damn.
Come on. Demi says so many moments for me.
Dang. She's it.
She did. She's it.
She's earned her spot.
She's it.
She's earned it.
Yeah.
I feel like her, Ariana Grande, Tori Kelly.
Oh, Ariana Grande is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you not know this?
No, I don't think I do. I probably do. Look at you.
You fled for medication because it only causes pain.
Okay, we gotta take you to karaoke.
I don't remember the words, but this was my
I like Don't Forget. That was mine. I was like, don't forget.
I was feeling about us. I love Don't Forget. I would always form a tear.
Yeah, me too.
Her in the back of the tour bus. And it was, do you remember when it was newly dark hair, Demi?
Yeah, I know.
And it was raining on the back of the tour bus.
She had the little side sweat bangs.
You are so rich and talented and beautiful. Your life must suck. I'm like, wow, you're sitting in the back of your tour bus crying about your rock star boyfriend.
Oh, gosh.
Damn it.
And I Here We Go Again. That's on my playlist, like, when I'm getting over a guy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, Here We Go Again. I love Here We Go Again. Mm-hmm.
I love Here We Go Again. Please don't catch me before I fall too fast. Catch me. Kiss me quick.
Ding. Okay, so we gotta go to Continental Demi Lovato concert.
Continental Demi Lovato concert.
Beyonce concert.
Beyonce concert.
These are all things on the bucket list.
Okay.
And we have to show Beyonce how you.
I'm scared of her. I feel like I don't want her to be like, who do you think you are to even speak as if you were me? Or if she'd be like, oh my God, that's so funny. Be my like nephew. I'd be like, auntie.
Oh, you know what I mean? That's a dream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dream is she's like, come to the barbecues.
Damn. I know. I just want, I don't know how I would get in with Beyonce. I'm always like,
I think she has her people. She's fine with where she's at. And she.
I always like dream that maybe I can somehow be the go-to.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
To babysit Blue and her children.
Nope.
No.
Okay. I think she's I'm good here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. And good for her that she's like that because I want to be like that.
I want to be there. Yeah. I just want to be like, hey.
I'm good. How are you?
You know when like Blue Ivy can't reach Beyonce? Like I just want to be like the one on like the emergency contact.
Oh.
Like, what do you need? I will be there. I'm there.
She's going to call me. I'm going to be like, look, Blue. You're going to have to figure this out because I don't even know what type of access you got to things. But back in my day...
Okay.
If you somewhere run.
Poor Blue. Now she has a whole.
Poor Blue.
She can start a whole Jackson 5 band. Well, not 5. She got to have 2 more kids, but she can start a whole group.
Yeah.
Destiny's Child. They can be Destiny's Child.
You just really got me. They can be
Destiny's Child.
YS.
Here, look.
With the apostrophe. No. Were they already Destiny's? Did they have an apostrophe or no?
They always had an apostrophe, I think.
They had an apostrophe?
Yeah. Didn't they not? Have I been?
Destiny's
Because they were children of Destiny. They were Destiny's children.
Okay. I don't remember seeing apostrophes on the marketing.
You know what? I think they were really subtle. I think they had the apostrophes.
The only apostrophe was on the...
Okay,
so there's an apostrophe.
It's there.
Okay, so they would be Destiny's Child's Child.
Yeah, Destiny's Child Child.
Destiny's Grandkids.
The Grandkids of Destiny.
Yeah.
That's a show.
I don't know. Destiny Grand. That sounds like
just
a casino
Destiny's Children,
and lodge.
Maybe?
Destiny's Children.
Destiny's.
Because they were.
Destiny's Offspring.
Destiny's Offspring. That
but
works.
It's Destiny's Child's Child, right?
Yeah.
The child of the.
Okay, now, yeah.
Right? Because they can't name it the same thing.
No. But. Could they?
I mean, Blue Ivy could also just be a poppin' solo artist who's like spiritual and like is raised in like
peace and
royalty.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, Blue Ivy's gonna be like Zoe Kravitz.
Ooh.
Like cool. Just like effortlessly just cool.
Ooh.
I can see that. You know? Like, look at Blue. She's just so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's expected.
I can see that too.
You know?
I can see that too.
I wanna see the twins though. Twins?
I know.
Now that's
exciting, right?
Sometimes I look at my mom like, I love
you. I'm happy I'm not a twin.
I look at my mom, but like, I'm like, I love you, but why couldn't I have been born into Beyonce's family?
No, that must be hard for
so
them.
Easy.
That must be very hard for
but
them, too.
Oh,
you know,
so hard.
In a way that you couldn't, well, I don't
imagine.
Know about you. But in a way, we couldn't understand, right? Could you imagine like living your life and your whole family is supposed to be like, on lock,
but
because
about
you can't
the,
say anything to anyone about anything.
Think about the cookouts.
But the cookouts
about the
are probably
time.
Really small, and they're probably like a bunch of people that they don't think are cool.
That's true.
And that are just famous and rich. And
yeah, but I think maybe I'm just thinking about the brunch. Like, I want to go to like.
But it's probably so much pressure.
The Rock Nation
like, your mother
brunches.
Is Beyonce, and your father is Jay-Z. You have to just be just poised and proper. And
but look at Michelle Obama and Barack Obama's kids.
I mean, they
live in their best life. They're normal.
Yeah. But like.
But that's different.
Even they aren't.
They're not. Are they?
Beyonce and Jay-Z's kids. What? What are they going to do?
That's true.
Like, I feel like Sasha and Malia can hide a little bit.
That's true.
Like, where's Blue going to go? There's nowhere for her to go. Her mother's Beyonce. And her dad is Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And she's Blue.
Because people are going to want
people,
to
they're
be
gonna
around
look for her.
Blue so that they can get to Beyonce.
Yeah.
Never mind, I take it back, Mom. I love you. I'm okay with the family I was born into.
And poor Beyonce to always have that on her shoulders as like, oh my God, my children will never be able to like
be normal.
Live out the weight of a childhood. I mean, I'm sure they have a wonderful life. Beyonce, if you're watching this, none of this is like I want you to know
no
this
shame.
Is out of obsession.
Yeah.
And we honestly all don't know what goes on in their life, honestly.
That's
like
why,
to be honest.
And that's why she's the way she is.
Yeah,
because she's so private.
Like, y'all don't know nothing.
You think you do, but you don't.
They're like, y'all letting y'all know something, maybe.
But not all.
Yeah.
Well, Brett, this was so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
I had a great time.
Me too.
I felt like we had our own little view moment. Like, we were, like, on the view.
I agree.
It was great.
I'm coming back.
Okay, we're coming back. And
for
I'm
the
coming,
EP.
And I'm And it's in
what?
August. We can
and it's
celebrate
in August.
Our birthdays.
We can celebrate our birthdays. And we can go to Continental when you don't come next week.
I'm gonna come. I know you're not from LA, but I do not have the LA personality that people think, okay? The misconception of the fake.
It is not a misconception.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I guess. Oh my gosh.
I trust you though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hit you with the, I was so busy. I wasn't by my phone.
I was. Even if you're like, look, I'm really not feeling it tonight, I'm gonna be like, I love that. That would be the next best thing other than coming. Be like, I'm not really feeling it.
I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah.
Wait, next week. Is it next weekend?
Next week.
Next week?
During the week.
During the week? A weekday?
A weekday.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine.
Okay.
I have a job, but, you know,
okay.
I go out on the weekdays.
Yeah, why not?
You know? I feel like live every day like the weekend because then, like, I have something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Because if I just
Or sleep on the weekend once you've done it, because...
Right? There's time. You
There's
can make time.
We can make time.
Live. We're young. Guys, it's BHL's next. With Brett Gray. Brett, let everybody know one more time where they can find you on social media.
Twitter and Instagram @IAM. That's I am Brett Gray.
Greg Ray. It's like, and be on the lookout for On My Block.
On My Block, March 16th, next Friday. Netflix.
And you guys, I think it's going to be raining next week, so you guys can stay in.
Stay in. Binge watch. Tweet me, at me, Instagram me, something.
And then look out for my stories because I'm going to be out with Brett at the Continental.
No, if she don't come, that's live. That's live. Right now.
Guys, I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And don't forget to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. I will see you guys next week.
That's it.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.